Okay, Ambit Land, this is National Consultant Richard Amuarvo. So glad to have each and every one of you on the call. We've got a fantastic lineup of speakers, top trainers in the company. Obviously, everyone is full of excitement from what I can tell from all the introductions after coming out of Simulcast 2019 with just incredible training and an incredible promotion that the company released us. And I really don't want to take up too much time because we've got so many great leaders that want to share on this call. But this recording of this call will be made available usually by Tuesday morning on topambitleaders.com. So if you do want to get a copy of this or any past business builder calls, then you can certainly access it from the topambitleaders.com website. And I'm going to change the lineup a little bit because we've got some leaders that are still traveling, and I want to make sure that they don't miss the call. So I really, first and foremost, I'd like to bring on national consultants Jim and Kim Mason, who have, you know, over the years have produced some incredible results. You know, the fastest consultant to hit the yellow jacket, fastest from promoting to national consultant, and they've just built an amazing organization all over the Northeast. And I just want to make sure that you guys have enough time to get on the call. So leaders, I know I sent a lineup out to you guys, but we're going to mix it up just a little bit. So we'll keep everything the same, except I do need to let Jim and Kim go first. Jim, Kim, are you guys there?
We are, Richard. Can you hear us?
We can hear you just fine. Y'all stuck in the airport right now?
We are. This is an airport call. This is the exciting background noise that you get to hear. Flights taking off, people running. But we are so excited. And thanks for bumping the call around to accommodate us. I really appreciate that. And thanks for having us on the call tonight. I don't even know where to begin, guys. We are so excited about what just happened this weekend. But I think you wanted to know one of the things we're most excited about. And, of course, we're excited about the amazing big bonus promotion we just got and all the money that everybody can make and all the people that can be helped. But what I'm most excited about is the action that I'm seeing happening now from team members. I'm sure you guys and every leader in Ambit is seeing this within their teams, and this is why we attend these events. But when you're there in person, it's even that double adrenaline shot, and what you get from being there, I can't put it in words, but we're seeing action things from people. Like, people have been driving home and flying home today, and we're getting calls like, Kristen and Huddy Hornickel made 16 calls while they were driving home, and Corey and Kelly Rush have already shown, got 2 one-on-ones ready to plan. And even Jim and I, guys, we're so excited through all this traveling today. We've got 2 one-on-ones tomorrow, one in the morning at 9:30 and one in the evening at 8:30. Two more confirmed for later this week. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we need. That's what we all need to do to get back on track and make Ambit the amazing business that it is. Chris Chambliss, of course, was amazing with his talk during Simulcast, but you guys should have heard him at the leadership breakfast this morning. He was double amazing, phenomenal at the leadership breakfast. And one thing he said, and it really resonated with me, he looked everybody straight in the eye and he said, guys, excuse time is over. There are no excuses anymore. This is a new environment with Ambit. And then he went on to list all the reasons why. But I think we need to take that home. Excuse time is over, and you need to look yourselves right in the eye. If there are people that you're showing this and they're saying they're not looking for Ambit, they're happy where they are, this is kind of one of the things he said too. He said, really, all those people, they're just one paycheck away from needing Ambit. And he said, don't drill your well, or drill your well when you're thirsty. Don't wait. And that's what we've got to try to get this message across to people. So I don't know if you can tell, Richard, but I'm excited, and I think Jim is over there just as excited as me.
She's really excited, and it's great to have someone that's inspired like that. I'm just going to jump on real quick because we are catching a flight, and thank you again for switching things up. But that's how you make things work. So I found it was a little bit unique this time. I usually take pages and pages of notes, and I got so wrapped up in the speakers, then when I looked down, I'd stop writing half sentence so many times. The leadership breakfast was, for me, the high note of it. Chris Chambliss was as great as he's ever been, and he is one of the most gifted speakers about making his point. Walter Bond, in the 5 or 7 minutes that he was up there this morning at the leadership breakfast, set the stage for what was one of the best afternoons we've ever had at Ambit. Some of the things that he said, and it was just, not to say a play on words, but he made you think about the truth. He said something about dress for success, and I've talked about this in this personal development thing, bring your toothbrush and stuff like that. Simple stuff, dress for success. You get judged the minute someone lays eyes on you. And he said, you get judged the second time when you open your mouth. And he said, if you're stupid, dress sharp and keep your mouth shut, or something like that. That's what I wrote. And he said, have you ever looked at someone and asked yourself, have they looked at themselves in the mirror? Do you tell your kids what's right with them or what's wrong with them? And he talked about Ambit being a family. He said Ambit, or any networking business in that manner, is having a downline organization masquerading as a family. And I saw that this weekend again and again, just like all the events. What a great family that we become part of and we get to share our lives. And it's not to sell anybody short that didn't make it to the events, but if you weren't at the events, it's like not going to your daughter's wedding. It's like not being there for your child's birth. It's like not being at their ball games. You missed out on something that's part of the family.
One other thing, Richard, I just want to say, because I have it written all over in my notes. It was from Frank Schmeling. He said, the world is run by people who show up. I thought that was priceless, and you guys all heard that from stage, but yeah. Isn't that true? Yeah. So kudos to everybody who showed up this weekend, and kudos if you're showing up was, you know, at a watch party. You were there. You just weren't there quite with the same steam as the people who were there live. But let's go, guys. Let's make some money, and let's help a ton of people.
That's awesome, guys. Thank you for making this call work for y'all, and have a very, very safe flight back home to your family. And we look forward to seeing you guys real soon.
Thank you. So we're muting our lines. Thank you.
All right. Awesome. The next gentleman I want to have speak is one of our newest national consultants in Ambit Energy, and he's up there sometimes almost like on an island because he's there in Missouri, but he's building his business hard in Illinois. Could you guys please help me welcome Maksud Mir. Mir, are you there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? Okay, sir.
I sure can. So how was it there for you guys yesterday?
Wonderful. So wonderful. I cannot tell you how honored I am to be on the call with you, sir. It was a fascinating turnout. We had over 300 some people that registered for simulcast, and every one of them, I checked on a lot of those guys. They all watched it, and we're so excited. I mean, Jerry's speech was phenomenal. Oh, Jerry and Chris just knocked it out of the park. And you guys did a fabulous job, too, also. You know, talking about the consistency in the presentation, Richard, I love that. The thing with Mary talking about the consistency, because you know we do change things around it and we try to make it our own, but we lose our brand because we don't follow the Ambit plan properly, and we try to reinvent the wheel sometimes. And you know, we spend too much time developing our own stuff, whereas we can utilize Ambit's proper method of showing the plan and showing the business presentation properly, because that consistency is very important for us, sir. So I love that. And Jerry's talk about grit was powerful, sir. The predictor of success is grit. And I listened to his call a while back, and I listened to his call over and over again. And I think it was 4 simulcasts ago that he talked about grit. And I can identify with that resilience muscle. I love that. I need to develop my resilience muscle. Every one of us need to develop the resilience muscle, sir. So, and then also the exaggeration is a quicksand. You can't build a business on that. I love that. I go back to that all the time with people that, do not exaggerate. Our business is just too good already to try to convince someone to join the business. You don't have to convince anyone to join the business on that. Jim and Kim did a fabulous job on the habits of the successful people. I love that there. And I know a lot of people took notes on that, and it was powerful to listen to their way of invitation and thing. And then I have to mention, of course, Alan. Coach Alan is always, he knocks it out of the park all the time. The POA, I need to develop a POA. I know that, when I heard that, that's so strong. The DMO, we have a DMO, but, lots of people don't have a plan of action. We might have a daily method of operation. And I think that planning on success is important for people. So I need to make sure that, our team does that. We need to have a plan of action. Every team needs that. So Ray was fabulous. I love Ray's, determination, attitude part there. It's always awesome to hear Ray, the strategies that he talks about and thing, and then not dropping the ball. I like that part there. We forget about that, the consultants that we don't follow up with. We forget about free energy sometimes, and then free gas part of it. We drop the ball on the thing, and how we can develop the residual income by the free energy. Kirk Coran did a fabulous job in developing that residual income. So, and then also Chris's bass fishing, upgrading the tools. That was a great talk. I love that part there because Chris you know, I didn't know that Chris was such a bass fisherman. I mean, he's such a consummate fisherman. I had no idea about that. But what he talked about, locating fish, the presentation, the delivery, the follow-up, spending the days on the water. The most important part, I think, in that talk was that spending the most days in the water, the guy who wins spends the most days in the water, because that's where, you know, the success comes from. The true grit appears at that point there. So, Frank, you know, I have to tell you that those who show up grow up. I always knew that. But the world is run by the people who show up. That what just Tim talked about, man, I identify with that part there, because if you don't show up, you're not going to grow. You're not going to develop in this business. So Chris and Debbie did a fabulous job. I like that, you know, sending the cards to people there. And consistently she's sending out cards to people that she signed up 10 years ago, 11 years ago. That's powerful, guys. You know, we need to do that for every customer. It'll eliminate our attrition if we all do that part there. So that was my biggest takeaway, sir.
That's awesome. Sounds like you and your team are going to take full advantage of what got released here. So thank you very much for being on the call. Now we're going to travel all the way over to the other side of the state of Texas with our the tallest man in Ambit Energy. I don't know. But Coach Alan Johnston, are you there?
I am, Richard.
That's good. Well, you did a phenomenal job yesterday, and we're so happy to have you on the call.
Well, I'm honored to be here, and I appreciate you for asking me, and anything I can ever do, I'm always willing to do that. And I just echo what's already been said. You know, for me, the takeaway I had to say was, again, the resiliency and not exaggerating. That's really important. I just, you know, the meetings have always been real important to me and how they're delivered, and I've attended y'all's and several, and I just hear wonderful things, but your presentation on the expectation yesterday. But what I want to do is I want to say this. My takeaway is how appreciative I am of everything that we have our hands on. I look at Brian McClure, who's been ill and not feeling well and drove in from Austin to talk about protecting this golden goose. And, again, not feeling well. He wanted to be in Hartford. I know that was his plans. He was hurt that he couldn't be up there, but he still took time in a semi-retired position, under the weather, not feeling right, to come and speak so that he could be heard about protecting the golden goose. And I think that's so vitally important that we understand how much we appreciate what's being given to us. And this evening when we got home, I caught the last part of the final game of the final football playoff game. And I was reminded of, and I thank Mayor for bringing my name up a while ago, but it is important to have a plan of action. And I look at coaches all the time, and I'm sitting there watching those coaches on the sideline, and they've got their strategy ready. But in their hands are their playbooks, their scripts, the reminders of what they need. And even though they practice these things every day, they go to war with them every time the ball's kicked off, or the ball's tossed up, or the first pitch is thrown. The same thing happens for us every morning when we get up. And that resiliency that kept being brought up, and again, he's right. Chris did a wonderful job of using the analogy of fishing and how those six steps he went through, he added a six, but he had five on the screen, are exactly what we're doing. And when you sit back and look at the big picture of this, my friends, it all boils down to us doing those things, being resilient, having a plan of action, protecting this golden goose. We have no idea. I really don't think conceptually anybody understands how big this is going to be. But aren't we brilliant for giving ourselves a moment in time to be a part of it and take control of what we want? The final destiny is individually up to each one of us, but we're never alone in the journey. Again, Richard, thanks for asking me and having me on this call.
Coach, it's a pleasure having you guys on. You guys will rock it out this week. One of our next presenters that's going to be on tonight is also one of Ambit's newest national consultants here in the Dallas area that we partner with very closely, because we run a dual meeting where we do a English-Spanish meeting simultaneously at the same time. It's a fascinating thing to watch. Sometimes it's very comical. but we still get it done in an hour, believe it or not. Would you please help me welcome national consultant Ray Perez? Ray, you there? Okay, we'll check back with Ray. What's going on? Mary's going to check with him. So we're going to bump the lineup a little bit ahead here. We're going to shoot all the way up to the northeast to a gentleman that's just had somebody promote extraordinarily fast to executive consultant in this guy's EC code. And Tony Procopio, we've had on this call, is one of our guest speakers who's just dropped some incredible nuggets on the ambit land. And I just wanted to make sure that he had a chance to share some things about what happened up there in Hartford. Tony, are you there?
I'm here, Richard. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine.
All right. Well, glad to be on here. I really appreciate you reaching out. And, man, it's been a barn burner of a weekend with Simulcast and Walter Bond up here in the Northeast and just incredible time with Chris Chambliss. So we're really excited. This has actually been the best event that we've attended in Ambit Energy. I mean, by far. It has really lit a fire under us, and we're really excited about things. I mean, I'll tell you right from one of my favorite things that was happening in that, in the simulcast was I'm still trying to figure out how Chris Atkinson pulled off that card trick. I mean, to throw a deck of cards out onto the floor and then have four aces appear in his pocket somehow, it was just amazing to me, and I'm still trying to figure it out. But seriously. You know, I love some of the things that Ambit Energy has done for us here. I mean, they've really set it up with this Ultimate Ambition Experience giveaway that they're doing, which is going to be fantastic. I mean, I heard all the people registering on the call, I mean, telling everybody that they're registered for Ambition already. But they're going to give away on February 14th round-trip airfare for two, hotel for four nights in Dallas at the Hilton Anatole, $500 of spending money, and an invitation to all the VIP events and the black tie dinner, backstage passes, reserved seating, all kinds of, it's going to be incredible. So I got my ticket because I want to win that thing. So I'm really excited about that. But I think that, you know, Ambit Energy has created a scenario here with the greatest promotion in the history of the company. For us to go out and follow up with people right out of the gate. I mean, following up with every person that you've shown the plan to right now and calling them up and saying, look, what I showed you before, it's twice as good now. You need to take another look. It's twice as good as it was last time we met. That's what I'm doing with everybody that I've ever shown the plan to. And it allows us to fill up our calendars. And that's one of the keys to this business is filling up your calendar. You have an excuse to call them now because you have important information about how it's twice as good, and fill up your calendar so that you never show up at your last appointment, meaning that don't ever, ever, ever go to an appointment that you have in your calendar and it's the last one. Always have another one booked so that you can increase your posture and do that. And this allows you to do it. They've really given us a narrative with the promotions that are in place, with all the bonus money and all the things that we can do to create a firestorm in our business. I mean, that's what it comes out to, is when the rubber meets the road, Ambit Energy has put their money where their mouth is and said, when you go out and do the two simple things, gather a handful of your own customers and teach other people to do the same thing, they have put the money in those two activities. And right now, I mean, if you think about it, even if you're a regional consultant in the business, just as a regional consultant in the business, if you go and sponsor someone, bring them in, you follow up with someone, tell them it's twice as good and why, show them again, follow up, get them in, get them started, and sit there with them. And let's say you spend an hour or two with them to help them gather those first few customers. I mean, have them send out 10 text messages to get six or seven people on the line so you can get four or five people to become a customer. And then when you do that, you just made $465 and you put $200 into that brand new consultant's pocket, or even more, triple in Texas. I mean, these things are incredible right now. I mean, to be able to say, let's get you started, meet up for an hour, and in that hour, we're going to make a couple hundred bucks for you. That's the firestorm that gets created. That's what happened with us the last time that they created the biggest announcement in the history of Ambit Energy, which was Simulcast of 2015. And we got into that firestorm and caught up in that excitement, and it completely changed our lives and allowed us to move on and leave our jobs and not have to worry about money again. So, Richard, that's what I'm so excited about, is the narrative that Ambit Energy has put out there for all of us to go tell the story.
That's awesome, Tony. I actually was backstage when Chris Atkinson was preparing to go on stage, and how he pulled that trick off was he had two decks of cards. So we threw one deck out on stage, but he kept the four aces from the other deck in his pocket. So, you know, I just don't think it was much of a trick, but it was a great analogy. So, and then I went,
you can't out him like that.
He knew it wasn't much of a trick. It was a great example of what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to build in this business. But we did get Ray. Chris, I'll get you on here in just a second, but we did get Ray chimed in. We got in on the right line here. So, Ray Perez, are you there?
Yes, yes, Richard, I'm here. I'm sorry for the inconvenience.
That's okay, brother. We can hear you just fine. You got the floor.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. It's a great honor for me to be in this call. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Mary, for everything. And thank you, all the speakers. It's amazing. One thing that I want to share with you real quick is, you know, every single time when the downline consultant or other consultant, they ask me because, or sometimes they think because we are national, we know what they're going to announce in the event. And then, but they say, what do you think they're going to announce? And this is my answer to them. Well, I don't know, but I know one thing, always ambit exceed our expectation. Always ambit exceed our expectation. Exactly right they did yesterday. Always. It's amazing. What they doing? They do the extra mile. This is other way that I can say they do the extra mile for the consultant field. So what we can do is we do what they say. We have to do the right way all the time. We have to encourage all the people to do the right way all the time. And the speaker, they did such a great job as always. Starting with Jerry Thompson Jr., Chris Chambliss, and everyone, executive and national consultant, is amazing. You know, I remember one of the, I want to go back to the one of my first ambition when I heard from Jerry Thompson Jr., he said, don't sacrifice the integrity for growth. When I heard that for the first time, I said, wow, this is the kind of people that I'm looking for. I want to work with this company, people with principles. And then I think 2011, 2012, I heard from Steve Thompson when he said, this business work only with the right people. Wow, that caught my attention because I was struggling to try to make this business work with everybody. And then when I found this business work only with the right people, I said, wow, this. So that's why it's very important to attend and to encourage people to be in every single ambit event. And one thing that I heard from, and then in the videos in the beginning, I heard from Christian Ambles when he say, our job is to share the ambit opportunity with most people as we can. So combined with the last phrase that I heard, and I think in 2011 from Steve Thompson, so our job is to share the ambit opportunity with most people as we can, and then focus on the right people. Just focus on the right people, you know, because not everyone wanted to do it, but we're going to work with who wanted to work. So I'm very excited, and I think this is the year we have to work. I'm ready to work hard enough, and to encourage to other people to do the same thing, and also to do the right way. As let me see if I can quote Martin Luther King Jr. He said, "The time is always the right to do the right things." Something like that. So thank you very much for having me in this phone call. I'm so excited. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks, Ray. It was awesome to have you on the call. We'll see you Thursday night. The next gentleman I'm bringing on the line, just a couple, dynamic duo in ambit, probably one of the first dynamic duos in ambit, and has just done a phenomenal job building a business literally all over the country through multiple countries. Would you guys please help me welcome national consultants Chris and Debbie Atkinson. Guys, are you there?
Yes, sir. We are here, and oh my gosh. It was an amazing simulcast. It was full of energy. That's what I could feel in the room. I could feel it all the way from Hartford, Connecticut. I could feel their energy. And you could see when people were posting on Instagram the excitement that they had at the watch parties. So that was one of my takeaways, was that everybody is looking for a better 2019. I don't care how good 2018 was. 2019 can be one of the most magnificent years in anybody's life, especially if they're here in Ambit Energy, because of what the difference we can make with this in our lives and other people's lives. So that was one of the takeaways that I felt, was the energy and the people's desire to make a better life for themselves, especially making 2018 one of the best years ever. The other thing that I took away was the amount of money that Ambit is just wanting to give us. They took away customers, the requirement for additional customers, but they gave us more money. They've never done that before. I remember when we had our very, very first triple bonus promotion. That was amazing. I'll tell you, that was March of 2007. And now, what they're doing now is so much bigger than what we had in March 2007. And they did not save this for an ambition announcement. They gave it to us at simulcast. This is something that they could have saved for ambition. But instead, they said, no, let's go ahead and give it to them now. Can you imagine what they're going to give us at ambition? You know, I mean, this company is such an amazing company. Our co-founders are such amazing men. And everybody in Ambit did such an amazing job this past simulcast, that it just made me all excited all over again to start the new year, to make the calls, to get back engaged again. Because I have people calling me that are saying, okay, I'm getting started again. I'm back engaged. I'm ready to go. So the energy that came out of simulcast yesterday has carried over into today. I think it's going to carry over through 2019, and I'm excited about the bonus promotion that we have. And I just want to tell everyone, y'all did a magnificent job yesterday at simulcast. Our two co-hosts and all the speakers was amazing. So thank you for having me on the call, Richard, Mary.
So Richard and Tony, I got to tell you, the late, great Ronnie Kirkland said it the best. Before you're great, you got to be good. Before you're good, you got to be bad. And to be bad, you at least have to try. So, hey, I'm going to practice for you guys, and I'm just going to make four aces appear in my hand. But right now, let's just make them appear in everyone's business, right? Because that's the aces we're looking for. And here's what I saw yesterday. And it started with Jerry Thompson when he just put it out there in perfect English. When he said his wife wants to be here, but she can't because they just had another grandbaby, and he just said it to us the way that Brian started it with this years ago and other leaders have carried it on. God first, family, and then Ambit. And that, to me, set a stage that carried through to each and every speaker all throughout the day, because no matter what their specific topics were, there was something I noticed with them. They had fun. They were relaxed a little bit. You know, I mean, I still want to go get me a pair of Mikeys, but every single speaker had fun. Ray came out in a jersey, for God's sake. I did the worst card shuffle anybody's ever seen. Everyone had fun all the way through Chris Chambliss. And if you didn't catch it, I hope you really catch it when you rewatch the simulcast. At his very end, when he came back on to talk to us about the bonus promotion, I want you to watch his last few words, and I want you to watch the mannerism of his head and neck when he talked about an extension, and he cocked his head one way or the other when he said, we may or we may not extend this promotion. Ladies and gentlemen, what I noticed was a new form of enthusiasm, fun, and excitement. And I'm not going to be a fool. And so to not be a fool means I am leaving my house each and every single day to make sure that I'm building the business. Keyword, leaving the house. I know this is a home-based business. Personally, I can't build it from home. Too many distractions. And with all the great things that all these speakers shared with me yesterday, I'm leaving the house every day. I'm putting something new in motion because I'm going to take advantage of this bonus promotion. Richard, man, thank you for the honor of allowing us onto the call on this Sunday evening.
You bet. Appreciate you guys being on. and we'll work on those card tricks together. You know, before I bring on the next speaker here, when I heard Chris Chambliss do that whole head, you know, saw him do the whole head cock, and we may not, you know, I have never acted like a promotion could ever get extended. So, you know, I've always worked my business like this is it. That's the final day. If they decide to do it, that's great. But I can't work my business that way. And I watch a lot of people wait, like, oh, well, maybe they'll extend it. You got to work it till the last minute that you have access to it, because that's the money they're giving you right now. That's what you know you have on the table. And if you wait, that's probably a theme that happens in your business is waiting. You're waiting. Oh, I'm going to wait for this one. I'm going to wait for that one. I'm waiting for that state. I'm going to wait for this. You can't wait. You got to go build it. You got to make it happen while it's happening out there. Because if you don't worry. Other people will make it happen around you. This next gentleman that I want to have on, I'm sure he's in a pretty good mood. He's probably had a pretty good football day, I think. We didn't end our day too well yesterday here in Texas. But I know not everyone in Texas is a Cowboys fan, but it would have been nice if they could have won. You know, Ray has been an extraordinary leader in this company, and certainly we've enjoyed working with you, Ray. It was so good to see you on the screen. Can't wait to see you again in person. But, Ray, are you there?
I'm here, Richard. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you great.
Well, thank you and Mary so much for your leadership and putting these calls on and giving me the opportunity. I'm sitting here just smiling ear to ear, listening to all the speakers, all the incredible leaders who have been on before me, and you know, I echo their sentiments. I'm exhausted. I'll be honest with you. It's been nonstop. You know, everybody's worked hard, as I'm sure they have all over the country, to get people there. And it was a magical weekend. We had the great event, and we appreciate everybody down in Houston. And what an awesome job you guys all did. And Jerry and you and Mary and Chris and Debbie, the video, and just everything. And you know, it's a buzz that I have not seen before. I mean, it's always been good in Ambit. The early time, I think a lot of us got in, really didn't know how good we had it until you go through some tough times, and now it makes you appreciate everything. And I have not seen this excitement. I'm going to say, I don't know if I've ever seen this excitement in Ambit. You know, the thing that's so exciting to me was the buzz after the event. The event was great, and everybody worked real hard to get people there. And you know, the announcements, I think a lot of times when Chris makes an announcement, it doesn't hit home until people really look at the numbers. And all of a sudden you start looking at what the numbers look like, whether you're down in Texas, the quadruple, or the Northeast and the rest of the country in Canada where you got the triple. But when you start realizing how much money they're paying us to do things that we do anyway, and you go back and I start thinking about, you know, $455 in the old days to get started, and we were lucky to get $200, half our investment back by getting a couple of customers, and now people are tripling and quadrupling their money, and the money for an MC, RC, SC, EC, NC is just ridiculous. But here's what really hit home for me is, you know, we had our after party last night, and at 11 o'clock, they had to close it down, and nobody wanted to go, and there was just so much excitement and enthusiasm, and a lot of people were excited. I'm sure, like in Texas and other places, we had people travel 7, 8, 9 hours in a car on Saturday morning. I was one of them. I was up at 4 o'clock Saturday morning. We left New Hampshire a little after 5. It was 8 degrees below zero. We drove 4.5 hours down there, went through the walkthrough, went back to the room, came down, and then we had a long day, and then went to the party last night and hung out there. And so we particularly made the breakfast this morning at 10 a.m., figured we'd give people a little bit of extra time to get ready and recover from the night before. And Richard, I got there a little before 9. I would have been down there at 8:30. I actually cut my finger on a coat hanger, and it was a little cut. It just bled and bled and bled. And so had to change clothes and go back down there. And I got down there at 9 o'clock for a 10 a.m. breakfast. And when I got there, the room, which held about 600 people, was 75% full. And I looked around, and my first thought was, am I late? Am I late? Was this thing supposed to start at 9? And I looked at Michelle. I'm like, we're starting at 10, right? She shook her head. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, people are just that excited. And so, you know, Kim and Jim talked about the breakfast, and you know, I echo Jim's sentiments about Chris Chambliss. I haven't seen Chris this loose, this excited in a long time. And Walter Bond. And so we had the breakfast, and it was a whole lot of fun. And then there was a buzz, and then we left there, and we had Walter Bond next door, and, you know, wasn't sure what to expect. It was a Sunday, but the room was packed. I mean, packed. We brought more chairs in, and Walter, if you were at Ambition, you heard Walter speak for an hour. He spoke for almost 2 hours today, and, you know, one thing I walked away from, and I wrote it over and over and over and over again, is, you are 7 times more likely to hit your goals if you write them down. And the reason that's so important is we just started 2019. We just had an incredible promotion. We don't know if Chris is going to extend this or not. You know, people ask me all the time, what do you think? I said, well, if we do our job, if we go out there and do what we need to do, the chances of him extending it, if we go out there and gather loyal customers, friends, family, next door neighbors, good loyal customers, and we build the business, and they see that they're going to get a return on the investment that they're putting out us, I'd say there's a pretty good chance that they're going to extend this. I can't promise that, and I build my business as if they're not. But I'm looking forward to getting off this call because I've been on the phone literally all day doing webinars. My phone is nonstop, as I'm sure all the other leaders. I mean, we can't keep up with what's going on right now. I personally sponsored 2 yesterday. I got another one coming in tomorrow and probably 4 or 5 this week. And it's because people hear their excitement. And what excites me is it's not just me and some of the leaders. It's all over Ambit. You know, Chris talked about simulcast in Hartford next year already, so we know there's going to be one. And he said the goal is to have 3,200 people, and we've already talked about having 5,000 people there. And so, you know, what are your goals? Are you writing your goals down tonight? Or do you have a plan? I heard Jim and Kim talk about showing a plan. I'm sure everybody else on this phone is. I heard Tony talking about it. What are you doing the next 18 days? Have you planned accordingly? Yeah, I've been telling all my leaders for the last couple months, normally when Ambit runs a promotion, they run it for either 2 or 3 weeks. So my gut is you probably want to clear your schedule for the rest of January. Don't plan on going on vacation. Don't plan on doing anything on the weekends. Plan on building your business. And if you can stay focused and put your head down and go to work, it's absolutely amazing what you can accomplish. I feel like it's October of 2007 again, and I'm just getting started, and me and Norbert are getting ready to go out on the road in Yonkers. It's all in and whatever it takes. And so, Richard, I want to thank you, but I want to bring something up, and you know me, and you know I would have to bring this up. I love you and Mary to death, and last week I was listening to you and Chris on the call, and you gave Chris a little bit of a hard time about Hartford and Houston. And so I want to let you know that in Hartford today at Walter Bond, I saw like 15 or 20 people holding up brooms. And I wasn't sure why they're holding up brooms until I realized that not only did we have more people at the simulcast, we crushed it at the party, but I found out today that we actually donated more money to Ambit Care. So it was a 3-peat sweep. And so I'm going to put the challenge out to Houston for next year. You guys have the time to redeem yourself. We know that Hartford's going to have 5,000 plus next year, so you guys better get to work. Thank you for having me on the call. God bless you guys. 23 years in this industry doesn't get any better than this. Don't take it lightly. Go to work.
Thank you, Ray. I'm going to go lick my wounds right now, so I appreciate that. I know you're a man of stats. And we're going to rise up for the occasion, and we'll make it a worthy fight next year. But thanks for being on the call.
I'd love nothing more than it, Richard.
What a great event that we had yesterday. I cannot believe all the excitement, and the promotion is really out of this world. I mean, you guys, Richard and I have been in the business for 12 years, and we have never, ever seen a promotion like this. There is going to be more money going through consultant hands than ever before. If you're not clear on the promotion and what it entails, go ahead and print off the promotion flyers in the Power Zone. But basically, normally, you go get your customer count and you help a new consultant qualify for Jumpstart 1. And typically, you need an additional 2 customers to get the promo bonus. And it's only 1 more customer outside of the regular bonus to get the promotional bonus. And then Ambit put on another bonus on top of that by gathering just 1 more customer. So it's a really, really incredible time for you to make a ton of money. So over the next 3 weeks, I completely reiterate what Ray said. Cancel everything. Move everything. Move your appointments. If you've got a dentist appointment, it can wait. If your kids have a doctor's appointment, and if they're not sick, that can wait. A lot of things can wait during this time, because don't bank on this promotion being over. You got to do everything you can do to get as many appointments as you can. Just like Tony Procopio said, it is time to really get busy while you've got an opportunity in front of you. I've never seen anything like it. I think it's going to be a real game changer for a lot of people.
and it's going to help a lot of people promote. So don't take this opportunity lightly. 2019 really could be different for you just by taking advantage of the promotion. And then I just want to remind everybody that we've got Power Trip coming up. It's the next big event. It's going to be April 4th, 5th, and 6th here in Dallas, Texas. You can go get details at ambitpowertrip.com. And for those of you who are already registered, that's awesome. You can still register. We've still got some VIP tickets available. And now the link is up for the hotel. So go ahead and book your hotel. I think it's one of the best events to be at the host hotel because you're going to be able to be around all the leaders and schmooze and spend time with them and ask questions and have breakfast and dinner, and it's just a great opportunity. I think pretty much every leader on this call, how we've gotten to know them and become friends with them and really be running buddies in this business is because we've met at Power Trip. And so it is an incredible event for you to be able to hear from our co-founders. But before you go to bed tonight, go get registered for Ambition. If you went to Simulcast, whether you streamed live online or you went to the live venue, you have a discounted rate of $149, and that is good through Tuesday night. So make sure you take advantage of that. Go online, events.ambitenergy.com, and get registered for Power Trip. Register for Ambition. And for all the leaders, thank you so much for being on the call tonight. I know you guys are super, super busy. You've been rocking and rolling. And thank you guys for giving us a little bit extra time. It is an incredible opportunity. 2019 is going to be a banner year for a lot of people. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so that everybody can thank the leaders and say goodnight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.